For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Madonna Hines, Mia Hansen Aloha, and Christy Doherty. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yale Brobs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. And here I am with the gorgeous and talented Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Welcome.
How's it going?
Welcome, Ben, to a very special Below Deck Med episode.
Oh, my goodness. Before we start, we have to thank everyone who came to our show last night. It was so cool. Jam-packed.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And that show is available as a podcast. So if you didn't get to come, go listen to it.
Yeah, we'll have that available at some point. It may already be available. I'm not sure. We'll just keep an eye out on your feed, which is a good reminder to subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yeah,
or and, wherever else you subscribe.
Thanks to everybody who came out. It's so nice to laugh with you guys in real life and meet all you guys. And we'll talk about more of that on our next bonus episode. And you get those by going to Patreon and signing up for bonus episodes. Okay.
Yeah, and Patreon, there's all sorts of cool things. You can gain access to the Crappens mailbag or the Crappens spotlight, which we'll be doing later today.
We are absolutely bonkers today. I'm warning
you. Yeah. It's like someone just broke a whole bunch of glass all over our bodies.
That poor girl. I mean, you know, there's so much talk of misogyny and blah, blah, blah in the world today. And I don't mean to blah, 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 like to minimize it. But, you know, everybody's like so up in arms. And then as a man, you watch a show like this and you're like, poor women. Like, I get
it. Seriously.
Okay?
Like, seriously.
To all you women who are trying to explain how offensive it is to be a woman, or how just gross it feels sometimes to be a woman, we get it. So
we
thank
it.
You, Bobby from Below Deck, you
and
fucked
Adam
up
too.
Maniac.
Yeah.
Adam isn't as gross to me. I mean, he's gross.
No,
don't
not
get
yet.
Me wrong.
But Adam, I mean, but Bobby's
disgusting. Just stop.
Seriously. There was a point in time, I think last season, when I actually kind of liked Bobby. But after this episode, I mean, after several episodes, but especially this episode, Bobby, stop
just a
it.
Fucking nerd who has
stop
one
it,
second of fame, and then before you know it, he's just spitting all over you.
Yeah. Weird is
literally spitting all over you. Like
yeah,
every
was,
time he talks into the camera, I'm like, I feel your spit flying at my face. Just stop talking, please. Go fix something.
Well, it's ironic that this episode of Below Deck Med began on a very up with women note with Sandy teaching Malia how to drive the tender around. I was going to go around, we're going to make a left, and we're going to do a figure eight with a tender. We're going to go back and forth, and this is how you do it. This is how you do it when you're well-rested and you're piloting a tender.
Now, you might remember from the first time you tried to do this how difficult it was because you didn't have a nap first. Now, you're napped and you're ready to park this boat, Missy. You got it?
It's like a whole new boat. Things look different when you're well-rested, huh? It's a different boat, huh? You like that, Malia? Look at that. Look at your wide eye and bushy-tailed, huh?
Guess what? Eye boogers do not float. And if a boat sinks, you got eye boogers, you're helping the boat sink. So get some rest, Malia. Okay?
Hey, Malia, you know what else is rested? The lunch, and I think it's ready to go across. So let's bring that lunch across with the guests.
There's another Malia in the world. She's the president's daughter. And guess what? Have you ever seen Malia look tired? No. And I expect no less from you, other Malia.
We have high hopes for all the Malias in the world, whether it's famous Malia or other Malia. And you're the other Malia, but you're just as good as famous Malia. Malia.
Oh, poor Malia. Literally poor Malia. Congratulations, I've taught you something. So Hannah's like, can you believe they brought the food on the boat? Who does that? I would never do that.
And that was, by the way, that was last week's cliffhanger. Like, the food's coming across on the tender. How is this going to work out? And then the food comes across. It's like, oh, this is lovely. What a lovely poke salad. Yeah, this is so fresh and lovely. Perfect.
Three huge plates of family-style poke.
Yeah. The big cliffhanger with a very unsatisfying resolution.
I was super worried, lovely. So I'm glad it worked out. Guests, the first guests on Below Deck are those women who are, they're like a bunch of blonde white women who know each other. And they're like, we're a tribe.
Yeah.
So every time something dramatic is happening in this show, they keep cutting to that group of white ladies going, wow, wasn't the pokey good? So tribal. Delicious. Wow.
What great weather. Yeah. So then while they're having their lovely lunch, Sandy and Malia are having a lunch. And Malia's like, I just get so nervous with that tender. And Sandy's like, you did great job. You were wonderful. You were well-rested. And that's all I can ask of you. You're just a great, well-rested little girl.
Malia
so proud
says,
of you.
I just want to be capable. And I was a disaster. She goes, not a disaster. It's a learning curve. And I picked up the slack. Captain with her hand in every damn pot.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's a pillow, because you can get some food coma after this lunch. And the last thing I want you to do is be out there on that deck with some food coma, okay?
You know what? Parking boats is one thing. Another thing that really irks me, stains on tables. I'm going to show you how to get this stain off the table in the mess hall. Are you ready?
Have you ever used 409 before? Okay, it's real simple. You take the bottle. You got to turn the little square thing. So you want the off to be on the side. When it's on the side, that means it's actually on. I know if you're looking from the side, it looks like it's off. But if you look at it from overhead, it's on. And what you do is you say you do a few spritzes. It may not come out at first. Just keep doing it. Don't lose faith. You spritz, you get a nice fog on the table, and you just wipe. You just wipe away. It's real simple, Malia.
You don't use 409, you're going to have a 911. Remember that, Malia. Okay. Let me
That's
give
you
the 411 on the 409. All right.
If you have another question, though, be sure to call 311. Don't want to bother the people with 911, you know?
If you forget who taught you this, press *69. It'll ring me. If I'm not there, Wes will be, because no one leaves the captain's deck unattended. Okay.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing.
I like a good Ben slowdown. Okay, so beach. Lauren, I don't know. This show really does cut back and forth to so many different things, and I just keep writing notes. I don't know why.
Me too.
I don't know what's going to be an important scene or not.
Exactly. So. You never know. I know what you're saying, because I wrote this too. I wrote, Lauren likes Hannah, and I was like, oh shit, no, okay, fine.
So Lauren loves Hannah, yeah. She's like, I sure got lucky with my Chiefs too, man. Plus, you know, we knew each other before, and I just don't want her to remember me as that dude who gave Bobby a hand job and then got ignored for 2 weeks. So hopefully I'm really impressing her.
Yeah, Lauren's like, she knows that she's going to have an issue with Bobby, so she's just going to cozy right up to Hannah.
Because Bobby's doing that guy thing. Where it's like he fucks you, but then he pretends not to even know you.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
He's embarrassed that he's spit all over your face while trying to maneuver his tiny penis into you.
Now, Bobby's claiming that things are cool with Hannah, despite some hiccups. He's like, yeah, you know, we've had some fights, but everything's cool with us. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you should watch the rest of the show, Bobby, and see how you really feel about her. Huh?
He throws temper tantrums like a little baby. I mean, beyond screaming at a woman like that, who screams at anybody like that?
Exactly.
Because I'll tell you a clip of him going, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Like, whoa. Bring out the 409 because Bobby just fucked up mess hall again.
I'll tell you who's not yelling. Captain Sandy, because she just loves the way they put that banana away. I gotta love that banana. This is a great banana. It's well-rested banana. That's what I see.
That was the best clip of the whole show. God, I love that banana.
So then the tribe girls are doing some yoga, and Adam the chef, he has instructions to make a quote-unquote tribal dinner, which I still don't really understand what that means, except that it's vaguely condescending to non-white people. So his version of a tribal dinner is to make lentils with Moroccan spices.
In gigantic bowls.
Just the way tribes make them. Tribal.
So now we get some anchor drama. This show loves some anchor drama. Yeah. So it's like anchor. All right, it's time to get the anchor done. Who is ready? How many colors on a boat?
So Sandy wants to do a special anchor trick because Sandy wants to do some sort of special thing where you take two chains out and you tie an anchor around that rock and tie an anchor around another rock. And Wiz is like, this is intense.
What an intense move.
The last time I did something as intense as this is I played my Nintendo 64 after bedtime. My parents said, tune that off. And I said, all right, Dad sounds certainly pretty intense about that.
Last time I was this much of a rebel. My dad was teaching me how to drive a car, and I didn't look both ways before I went through a stop sign. And he said, you're never driving again until tomorrow. And I said, gosh, Dad. And he said, you're a rebel.
And I said, I love my mom, Cheeker. Because I just imagine him being Cheeker's son now.
He is kind of like Cheeker's son. He goes home, and Cheeker's like, you did wonderful. We were so proud the way you went all over the world like that. You put down an anchor by yourself. We're in a faux hawk. Huh? We're so proud of you.
She'll have to have some tea now, Wiz. So while Wiz is out there tying anchors around rocks, the white girls are putting on tribal makeup, which is, it's like, oh, God.
It's glitter. It's glitter lipstick that they're making triangles on their arms with.
And like little lines, and it's just mortifying for humanity. So while Wiz
like
is putting up...
Smackers tribal.
So while Wiz is doing this stuff, there's shackle drama because Bobby has to like lower the shackles down slowly and evenly per Sandy's request, but he's just like letting them drop down. And he's supposed to be counting the colors because the chains have different colors, and it's like three on this one and three on that one. He's like, I can't do math. I'm like, it's 3 plus 3.
Because at first he's acting all confident, like, I got it! I got it! I'm doing the anchor! I got it! Spit, 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 spit. And the captain's up on her walkie-talkie going, all right, what colors do you see on the rope? And he's like, well, I think it's red! But unfortunately, it was orange. And then all this mud sprays up in his face because they've gotten to the end of the anchor, and now they can't put the boat in dock. And they're like, oh my God! And Sandy tells us, you know, an anchor, it's made out of metal. And then there's a chain that goes from the anchor all the way up. And then at the end of the chain, there's a little bit of rope. And the reason for that is when somebody doesn't understand the difference between orange and red, you're going to have to cut it. Now, you know how hard it is to cut a chain? It's hard. I've got a YouTube tutorial video on it. You can just put Handy Sandy in the... That'll pop up. But thankfully, we got rope. So cut the rope, we'll get a new anchor.
Like, and what? Here's what you do. Here's what you
store.
Do. Listen, you take out your big inflatable banana. You lie down on it. You take a nap on the water while we take care of the anchor. And everything's groovy, okay? God, I love that banana. So, yeah, it turned out to be a disaster because they couldn't. Because the anchor went down too far, there wasn't enough slack, and Bobby wasn't listening. They couldn't haul... I guess the machine that brings the anchor back was jammed or something. And I don't know, did they ultimately have to cut that anchor loose?
Yeah, it was too deep. And so the anchor was dragging. And so it was all the way at the rope. So she's like, just cut the anchor. We'll call Amazon Prime. They'll be right over here with a new anchor. And oh, so they just cut it.
I didn't realize that they cut it.
Good luck, guys.
Because she did say the rope is there because of an emergency. You cut the rope and that way you can go. I sort of assumed they had to cut because they were saying like, ooh, big mistake. And Bobby was like all flummoxed. And Sandy was like, I'm not going to rule with an iron fist. That's not what he can see. He messed up. He made his own mistake. I'm going to have a nice talk with him later. You know, maybe at bedtime, a little bedtime story. As long as he gets some good sleep. This is why you need to have rest. Because if you don't get good rest, you're going to have a shackle problem.
I don't know much. There's the guy, Max. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know much, but I'll tell you this. And you see rope at the end of the anchor, you're fucked.
Yeah, he did say that. I don't know much, but I know rope at the end of the anchor means I love you. Be a deckhand. So the ladies are eating their giant tribal lentil soup. I'm like, this is great. And then... Wiz is trying to help out with the Inca, and Sandy's like, all right, No, it wasn't Wiz. It was Sandy. Sandy was being aggressive with the, not aggressive, but she was being all hands on with the anchor. She's like, "You want me to crawl in there? You want me to get the anchor? You want me to do that? Should I pull it up?"
"I'll do it. I'm a team player. And guess what? Sometimes teams put their head in big anchor holes and just hope that they keep it."
"Listen, you're not a disaster. You're capable. There's a learning curve with the anchor.
I'll bet you five nickels you keep your head if you put it in the hole." And he does. He's like, "I'll do it. I'll put my head in the hole." And everyone else who says it, like Max, he's like, "I don't know. You know, I'll do a lot that my captain said, but putting your head in the hole, I don't know if I'll do that." Who is running this ship? And I don't even want to diss the captain, but this show is dangerous because you have to have entertaining people, but it seems like at least 80% of the people have never done it before.
Yeah.
And you're fucked. I mean, the captain's dragging an anchor along the ground just because she wanted to have fun. Then she's telling to put her head, people to put their head in the anchor hole, and they're doing it. It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah. Well, I think she got in the anchor hole at one point. She's like, "I'll get in there. I'll fix it." So then there's fish drama because Adam overcooked the fish, so he throws it out. And then Hannah's like, "Oh, I'd walk a mile in anyone's shoes unless they're wearing Crocs." She drops the mic. "Good night, everyone." So then, actually, my favorite running thing that's happening here is Adam being passive aggressive to Bugsy about like stacking chargers or plates or something. He's like, "So," she's like, "Excuse me, I just need to, give me a moment here. I just need to clean this up." He's like, "Well, if you stack the chargers, you wouldn't have to clean anything."
She's idiot. Like,
"Fuck you."
He hates her.
She's like, "Fuck you.
Fuck you, Seymour." You know, and this is how guys are. It's like, let's be nice to the supermodel who's never really done anything in her life. And let's be mean to Bugsy for no reason. Let's be mean to Bugsy about stacking plates. And also, I have to publicly say, because Bugsy tweeted us a picture of herself, because last week I said she has a funny face, but it's cute, you know, like a cartoon character. And her name is Bugsy, so it all kind of fits. And you know I love a funny face. And so she tweeted us a picture of herself where she took a Snapchat, you know, that current Snapchat filter, which makes your mouth gigantic and huge. And she sent us a cartoon picture of herself that said funny face. So you know what? God bless you. I love people who have a sense of humor about themselves.
Well, I already inherently liked Bugsy quite a bit. And I love her simmering frustration with Adam, because you know it's going to bubble over and she's going to be like the feminist icon we've always needed and wanted.
And she's literally never done anything. I mean, on these shows, usually everybody does something to annoy the other people, but she hasn't even done anything. She's like, "Chef, how would you like me to serve your food?" He's like a human, you fucking moron.
"So many dumb questions, you dumb question asker."
"Now that's a bitch I wouldn't invite in my van."
Yeah.
"You live in a van, dude. Drop the attitude."
So Hannah has arranged for a belly dancer as a surprise for this tribal dinner. And of course, Bobby's like, "Oh, hey, I'm Bobby. What's going on, lady of tits?" Like,
"I just pulled my head out of an anchor hole." So.
Yeah. She's like, "Duh." And so then the tribe, aka these white women were like, "Could you tell us about the African spices?" And so Hannah's like, "Adam, could you go and speak here to the ladies?"
"Well, I memorized was lentil, so it's lentil. Could we maybe have the chef? Maybe the chef could do it." She's like, "All right. Chef, they want to know what spices." He comes out and he's like, "All right, here's the Moroccan spices. Cumin, paprika,
herbs de tribe Provence."
That is some hamburger helper spice that he just opened and poured in there. Cumin.
And then he's like, "Well, I hope you enjoy the belly dancing you're about to see that Hannah arranged for you." And they're like, and Hannah's like, "You fucking idiot. What's a surprise, you dumbass."
And Hannah tells us, "I'm happy I'm getting along with the chef, but there's something I can't put my finger on about him. And it makes me nervous, because that's what Jack the Ripper's neighbor said."
Yeah, Adam's like, "Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin the surprise. It's just I got so distracted with that dumb bitch Bugsy, am I right?
Plate stacker.
Plate stacker, helper outer. Wiping things down, making my environment cleaner. Being helpful in general, stupid bitch."
So next in the mess, Lauren and Lauren and Bobby are in there. Lauren's eating and Bobby's just running around
trying
to pretend
she's not
there.
That was a nice play of words in the mess. Yes, I like that.
That's what it's called, right? The mess.
Yeah, but it was between the two of them, it is a mess.
So down in the mess, messy Lauren's like, oh, Bobby won't even look me in my eye. She's like, hi, I'm Lauren. We dated. I've given you a super awkward blowjob. Then you spit into my cornea. Remember? No? Okay. Okay. No? All right.
But even the producers are like, wait, I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you? Oh, you are on the show. You're primary cast. We're so sorry. Okay. Can someone mic her? She's so forgettable, this Lauren. I feel bad for her.
She's like, NFL service industry. Blew somebody.
Hospitality. So then the belly dancer comes out and the women tribe are like, yay. And
it's
then Sandy's
a mermaid belly dancer. How tribal.
I was like, there's nothing that indicates there's a mermaid situation. There's no tail. Nothing's green. You're just an idiot.
It's just some swamp monster who can suddenly walk.
Do you know what a mermaid is? Have you even heard of a mermaid? And then Sandy is off in the corner with Hannah. She's like, yeah, I work for an Arab and he took me to the middle of the desert and there were belly dancers there. And let me tell you something. Those belly dancers got 8 hours of sleep, each one of them. I can tell.
There's nothing that can make you swing your hips to the front and back that precisely without a nap first.
You know what I like about an Arab sheik? It's like they're already wearing their bed sheets. They could just nap anywhere.
It's just so sunny over there all the time. It's just hard to find a nap. That's why they're always so angry. Jeez, those guys. So Hannah, for some reason, Hannah takes this Middle East story and she takes it totally the wrong way. And she goes, well, I'm wondering when she's going to realize I'm good at my job. What the hell did she say? Jeez, sorry she went to the Gulf.
So then Lauren starts flirting with Adam because she's like, well, I guess maybe someone will pay attention to me. So she's flirting with Adam and she's like,
They're flirting. God, Adam's so lame. He's such a van liver, by the way. He's like such a homeless guy in a van. And everyone thinks it's cute until they see him in his van. And it's like, why does it smell like butt? But she's like, hi, what's for dinner? And he's like, well, I was thinking of getting a tattoo.
I love tattoos.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting my grandpa on my butt. And she's like, he's such a good flirter.
Such a good flirter. I wish his name was Frank, so he could be called Frank Flirter.
Frank and Flirter. So Bugsy and Wes are in the captain quarters because this captain is like busy, you know, like putting WD-40 on the door hinges or whatever. So she's like, Wes, go up there. Don't take a nap while you're up there. There's a time for nap and there's a time for looking at screens. So he's up there and he's like, I'm looking at screens because someone's going to be there. That's what I'm trained for, Mr. Reliable.
And Bugsy's like, yes, well, I like Wes because we know each other from university. I don't know why I gave her that voice, but I just felt like just committing to it.
I really love that Wes. Is he serious? And I'm serious. The way we looked at that screen together, we saw a little red dot going bloop, bloop, bloop together. Very serious.
Reminded me that maybe someday I can stack some plates without having someone yell at me.
So then we get some more pro flirting when everybody's saying goodnights for the nights.
Right.
Bobby's like, hey, good night, Malia. Is it a good night? Is it good, Malia? Yeah, it's a good night. That girl's hot. Got her.
Because their bedrooms are across the hall from each other. And Bobby... Bobby is with Max and Malia is with Lauren. And Bobby tells us, he's like really worried that Lauren's going to basically poison the well against Malia. He's like, you know, because those girls, when the door's closed, there's all bickering and pickering and dickering and da da da. I was like, you're so condescending.
You know, girls, girl talk.
I'm like, what do you think you were doing with Max? You think we didn't see you? Think we didn't see you last night talking about Malia to Max? You think you don't do the same thing? Stop being condescending.
He walks around gossiping to everybody. Hannah's trying to steal my girl. She always does this. If a girl really liked you, that wouldn't be a problem, Bobby. And, you know, if she didn't warn someone that there was a giant gaping pothole ahead, they'd crash their car, and that wouldn't be very nice of her. Okay? Yeah. It's called friendship.
Yeah. So now we have another scene of Adam being a dick to Bugsy. She comes and she asks something like, where do you want me to put this? Like something so benign. He's like, too many questions right now, stupid face.
It's like gross.
And then he's like, the thing with Bugsy, it's like she's always been like a number one, but she doesn't know how to be a number two. Stupid little girl. And she's just like, Deke.
And then he turns it right around to flirt with Malia on the deck. And she's like, ew, don't come close to me. I smell like gasoline. And he goes, I love that smell. And she goes, yeah, that guy's kind of cute, but he needs some help on the pickup lines. I mean, yeah, gas. Fucking love that smell.
So then elsewhere, Max is talking about, I think he's talking to Malia. Max is talking to Malia, and Max is talking about his girlfriend that he has. And he's like, you know, I never had a girlfriend, and then she came along and blowed me. And you're like, what? And then there's
that
like a bird, scene. And then it comes back.
Came along and blew me.
She blew me. She blew me out of the water. I was like, you producers are so shady. So shady.
Bobby, having Malia on deck makes the day more enjoyable seeing a pretty face. And then at breakfast, oh yeah, this is where Bugsy's like, Chef, can we use the pinball to organize things? And he's like, too many questions, who cares?
Oh, all those stressful pinboard questions.
But at least Bugsy's learning. She walks away and she goes, Dick.
Yeah.
So the captain,
he's the worst.
The captain and Shackles. Why did I put that? She's like, all right, Shackles. The first shackle goes here. Watch the colors. I don't want head over side. Put your head in the hole. And that's when Max does it. She's like, yeah. She jumps in. He jumps in when she says, put your head in. Oh, no, bud.
Shackles. Sleeping shackles. That's all I want. Sleeping shackles, okay? And orange is orange and red is red. Don't confuse them, okay? Get some good rest.
Dear
the only
Africa.
Red I want to see is your eyes.
Hey, dear Africa. Hootie, hootie, hoo. La, la, la. Click, click, click. It's the captain. You enjoying your lunch?
I once went to Africa. Yeah, I was with the captain, and we went there. We saw some puffins down on the Southern Cape. You ever see a puffin? Gorgeous, gorgeous bird. All right, you guys have a great lunch.
I was with a Persian from the Middle East. In Africa. Now, how's that for a riddle?
Guess let me tell you
we
something.
For lunch. I don't know. I took a nap.
Let me tell you something, ladies. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. True story.
So Malia and Max are folding laundry, and he's like, what you think, Bob? Says he's your top. Yeah, lots of bird, little bird, blowing. And she's like, what? And that's when, you know, the romance starts to bloom. And so Hannah and Bugsy. So Bugsy comes up to Hannah. She's like, I'd like to talk to human resources about the shift. All I was asking was about pinball because I really love organization. And they yelled at me about stacking my vagina onto an anchor and dropping myself into the middle of the sea until I drowned.
And Hannah's like, here's something you have to remember about a lot of chefs. They're just childs. They're children. They're just stupid, immature boys. You just have to remember that. You just have to spank them a little bit and flirt a little bit. That's what you have to remember to do. All right, see you later. And Bugsy's like, why should I have to flirt with this asshole, you know?
If I were Chief Steve, I would address issues with the chief. Hannah's just like, look, here's how you deal with the chief. Here's how you deal with the chief. If he gets moody, stop flirting with him. And then, once he starts falling in love with him, never stop staring at him. It'll make him really uncomfortable. Then the whole time he'll yell at you for no reason. And you can have a sexual harassment suit in your back pocket if you ever need it. Wait a second.
Just remember, if you need to put a chef in his place, you call an entree a main and a starter an appetizer. Or is it the other way around? Just whatever he calls it, call it the other thing. He'll hate that.
So the captain calls everybody. She's like, all right, guys, we've got a few flackles. What were those things?
I don't know.
Shackles? Were they shackles?
Shackles.
Where she's like, we got the shackles. All right, guys, been up here working on the shackles. Red, yellow, blue, green, orange, orange, orange. Orange is different than red. All right, that's been the announcement for the day. Everyone come up here and get your pictures with the guests. Don't get dirty, guys. Do not. Get
I need
dirty.
Everyone in your whites. Get in your whites. Get your ties on. And then Zandy like walks up, and Hannah's making some martinis or something, margaritas, spicy margaritas. And Sandy finds Hannah is like, would you get changed already? Would you get changed? Because, you know, we can't – I want to just get this over with, get this picture. So get changed, Hannah, because we need to take this picture. She's like, well, you know, I finished the cocktails. I started because I just said I'd make them cocktails. She's like, oh, you know, have Lauren do it. She's nice and she's pretty. I don't think she's on this show. I think she can help out a lot. You just get changed. And you can see Hannah's like, yes, mother. Yes, mother.
Hey, Hannah, do not forget. I love that banana. All right, get changed. Hannah's all pissed off. And then the captain tells us, that Hannah is used to being in charge of her life, and now I'm in charge. It's not a democracy. We're a team, and you got to listen to your coach, you grouchy, sleepy little baby.
You know, I call it an apocracy, as in we're all equal if you've all taken naps, all right? We all want to be in the same sleep schedule, all right?
Hey, you know that teddy bear in Hannah's room? It's a nanny cam. I'm watching her. I'm telling her through her speaker, Hannah, put your thumb in your mouth and close your eyes. Do it.
All righty. You know what? She's getting a little cranky. And you know what cranky girls need? A nap.
She's even bossing around the tribe. They're all upstairs like, oh my God, pictures. We're on the ball. This is so tribal. And she's like, come on. Come on, guys. We're going to lose the visual.
All right. All right, girls. All right. Juice boxes after this, okay? Get together for the picture while there's still a mountain in the background, okay?
It's called Capri Sun, not Capri Nighttime.
So while Lauren is downstairs doing who knows what, there's suddenly this crash, and then there's glass, and there's blood. It's like, dun, dun, dun.
Well, before, we hadn't mentioned, but before there's an escape hatch that's in the girls' room. It's in the girls' bathroom, and they can't get it closed. They can't get the door closed or something.
It's falling out, yeah.
And I think Wiz is the one who, or Wes. Wiz? Isn't he?
Yeah, I think it was Wiz who fixed it.
Yeah, it's like, I fixed it because, of course, it's in the girls' room. The girls got to escape the most. And now we hear crash, and then the pretty girl, Malia, is like in there covered in blood.
Because basically, the escape hatch became dislodged again and crashed through the shower door, and all this glass broke on Malia. And like you see Malia, and she's like bloody, and there's glass all around. And they cut to these idiots up top, and they're like, I mean, it was just a dream vacation.
This was so amazing. I've never had a day like this with our tribe. You guys, we're so much more tribal now.
And then below, they're like, oh my God.
It's like Carrie downstairs.
Malia has been so sexually harassed that she's exploded the shower door with her mind.
So Bobby jumps into fireman mode, which I actually do believe. And he goes in because he's EMT trained, etc. And starts taking out the shards and fixing this stuff. And he's like doing all this stuff. And again, they cut to the room upstairs. And they're like, this was so much fun. Thanks for coming, guys. Tribe, tribe, tribe. We're white. And then Bobby is like, you know, they get a lot of stuff out. But then Malia is going to go take a shower to wash off the rest of the glass. But Bobby wants to do some last things. So Bobby says, hey, Malia, you know, can you get decent so I can like check you out? So then Hannah goes to Malia in the shower and is like, Bobby wants to check you out. She wants to see a naked Boldy. And Malia's like, nice try, Bobby.
Because Bobby's being so ridiculous. He's like, I'm an EMT. Everybody move. Everybody move. Get the hose. I'm an EMT. I got this. I got this. Malia, Malia, I need to get to see you. And Hannah's like, you're not going in there. She's naked. And he goes, I've seen naked people before, Hannah. Guess what? I'm more medically trained than you. You fucking idiot. So you're a fireman. So she goes in there and she's like, Malia, he wants to come in here. And she goes, tell him nice try. So Hannah goes, she said, nice try, Bobby. He's like, how dare you, Hannah, cuck blocker.
Well, there was like some miscommunication because he did say like, when you're decent, I'm going to check you out. And then they made it sound like he wanted to check her out while she was naked. And he was like, no, I never said that. I mean, I'm not trying to defend Bobby here, but in this case, he was just like, no, make sure you're decent. I said, make sure you're decent. And then he starts being like really aggro to Hannah about it, being like, I didn't say that. I'm a fireman. And you're like, okay, Bobby, I was on your side, but now you're being ridiculous.
Yeah, and she was just repeating what Malia said because Malia was kidding. She's like, nice try, dude. So she just repeated it, but he gets mad at Hannah because he's sure that Hannah's going to ruin this for him. And if he doesn't get laid, it's all Hannah's fault, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's not your fault, Bobby. No, not your fault. It's Hannah's fault, the cock blocker. Let me tell you something. If you were a catch, a cock blocker would be ineffective.
Yeah. And Hannah says, well, for him to blow up like this, he's harboring resentment for something. And he can yell all he wants, but he's not getting in there with her naked. And he's like, after last season, we kissed. And it's like, she marked her territory and no one else can have me. I'm like, oh, really?
Sounds familiar, Bobby. Marking territory. So
Bobby, the one that everybody needs in their life. Was Bobby? No, Bobby wasn't the one last season who started crying because the hair model made fun of his bad tattoos, right?
The hair model.
Remember, wasn't that Trevor the hair model? Or was that on the regular Below Deck?
No, that was regular Below Deck. That was amazing. That was hair model
Trevor,
and
wasn't it?
Nico.
Okay.
Trevor and Nico.
Sorry, yeah. Confusing my maids. Hard,
yeah. So anyway, this crisis is averted, and it's time for everyone to get off the boat. And then it's like tip time. Time to get their tips, because the women all leave and are like, thanks. So they have the tip meeting.
Where they'd like to have a female captain, because girl power, tribal lip smacker, triangles. Thanks, guys. Hugs.
Tribe. So, yes, so we have the tip meeting, and I think Sandy says something passive-aggressive about shackles here. And she's like, I forget what she said.
Guys, you work hard, but we came across some issues, and I want to be a pro. Now, the anchor account. A shackle is X meters. If a shackle is going down a train track at 90 meters, and you divide it by 3 meters, and 3 is Y, what's a shackle color?
And Bobby's like, math. They didn't teach me this in the EMT class.
Wiz already has his hands up. He's like, I got the answer, sir, ma'am. So then...
Banana? That's right. I love a banana. So she goes, "Where our tip for the day, 19 million kahuna. Just $15, so...
Wiz is like, that was a good joke, ma'am. I haven't laughed that hard since I saw Boogsy fall on her butt at university.
I may not know what I'm doing, but I love a kahuna joke.
So Sandy excuses everyone. She's like, Hannah, I'd like to see you upstairs in the brig. I'd like to talk to you about something. It's going to be serious, and you should get ready for it. And Hannah's like, oh, God, what now? What have I done now? It's like being called into the principal's office. So it's like, dun, 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 dun. We go to commercial. Like, oh, my God, what's it going to be? When it comes back, Sandy's like, you know what, young lady? In order to run a crew, you need to have respect and you need to have leadership, okay? And let me tell you something. You got both, and you're elegant.
You got elegance. Give yourself credit, because you perform an amazing service, and I'm impressed. Not one eye bugger amongst your eyes.
Which is amazing, because we both have the same eyes. You know what? I respect someone with the same eyes as me. You know what? I thought that banana was amazing, but I was wrong, because it was you who was amazing all along, okay?
And it's like, I don't know what the footless woman's talking about, but I'll take it. So, clean up. Everybody cleans, and blah, blah, blah. Clean, clean, clean.
Yeah, clean, clean, and then they're all going to go out, and they're like, Wiz, are you going out? He's like, sorry, mate, I'm on watch, brew.
The captain's taking them all out to dinner, so I'm going to be a rebel and stay here and watch a little doctor, bleep, bleep, bleep.
Sometimes I like to pretend the little dot is a giant octopus in the ocean. Isn't that crazy? Oh, I have so much fun here. Although I do have FOMO, but I still have so much fun.
I've got this terrible thing I suffer from called FOMO. Means fear of missing out.
You may think I'm having fear of missing out on going to the club, but no, I'm really having fear of missing out with Dad and Mom going to the ice cream parlor tonight, because I know they like to do that. Oh, they're so crazy, my parents.
So the captain takes everybody out in gorgeous Croatia. It really is nice.
Gorgeous. Yeah, Sandy was going out.
The
nice.
Captain
like
goes,
that.
You know what I love? I love a fish on the grill, like a branzini. And Leah goes, oh, I'm out because I studied fish, so I don't eat them. They're my homies.
I was both rolling my eyes, but I actually did think that was sort of cute when she said they're my homies.
Yeah, it was cute.
But it still is ridiculous.
Bobby's like, I'm a hopeless romantic, which means he doesn't even care about your personality or anything about you as long as you're the youngest, hottest one in front of him. That's
yeah, exactly.
So romantic, Bobby.
So they all go out to dinner. They're all sitting at a table, and Sandy's like, so, you know, the thing is about branzini is that it's a well-rested fish. It tastes delicious. It's long like a banana. And I used to eat it all the time with my girlfriend, and Max is like, what? I can't believe I'm Sandy as a lesbian. Who'd have thought?
Well, you know, I'm not about vaginas or penises or boobies or pecs. I am about the person. I'm about the soul.
They're like, what does that mean?
What it means is that when I look for in a girl, she can't be nasty, she can't be rude. You know what she can be, though? A good napper. Someone with some elegance at nap time.
And so Hannah's like, well, I like souls, too. And she goes, do you got a boyfriend? And she said, no. And Captain goes, I'm out. Okay, good talk.
Listen, I'll leave a recipe for branzini on your pillow, Hannah. You cook that up for a man, and I'll tell you one thing. You're going to be having a nap for two, if you know what I'm saying. So Captain Sandy leaves, and then all of a sudden, surprise twist, guess who shows up? It's Wiz!
Wiz! He's like, hello. One thing I knew that this dinner was missing, Ross Gellagher.
But now here was like the surprise part, and actually the thing that I loved was that Malia turns to, I think, to Bugsy, and she's like, oh my God, he is so hot. Oh, he's so like gentlemanly. I was like, I love that with all these guys, you know, fumbling over Malia, that she loves, you know, Wiz.
Yeah, the one.
The sweet dorky guy.
Yeah. And also, you know, girls who are just hit on all the time because they're pretty by fucking losers, they don't find it attractive. They just feel like a piece of meat nothing, you know? And then when there's like a cute guy with an actual job and career that is paying attention to them. Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually hotter. Who knew, guys?
Yeah.
So Bobby and the chef are just giving each other looks like, oh, shit. Oh, no. We can't compete with that. You can't unwork out.
Actually, you can very easily.
Not that quickly, though. It takes a while.
Yeah. So everyone's just getting drunker and drunker at the club, shots and drinking, et cetera, et cetera. And then next thing we know, Hannah and Malia are dancing. And now Hannah's moving in, but Malia's pretty receptive because Malia's like, I like your boobs. They're like fish, kind of like my homies.
You're the most adorable thing in the world. And so Malia grabs her boobs. She's like, these are beautiful. And she goes, oh, be like your big sister. I like to play with pretty things. And then they start kind of kissing. They're all over each other. And it just shows Bobby totally grossed out.
Yeah.
It's like his gums. It's like his gums are hanging out. And he's like, Hannah has a rep weaseling in. In New York, she told Lauren to stay away from me. I'm like, yeah, so it's her fault that you're being a total dick to someone you've already boned? You're an ass.
Besides, you said that you and Lauren still dated 4 months after Hannah, that moment with Hannah. So you really can't hold Hannah responsible for that. But you had 4 months with her after that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So Bobby's getting nervous that Hannah's going to cock block, which is really, you know, he has to realize that he's his own cock block. And everyone's drunk, and they're walking back to the yacht. And Bobby is holding Malia, doing like the fireman thing, sort of like the bodyguard hold. And Adam's like, oh, dude, I'm so jealous. This isn't fair. Wait, let me get some of that. And then he takes Malia, and he's holding her. And I was like, I mean, this was so obnoxious to me. This was truly an objectification of a woman, like passing around.
Literally
like she's a bag
passing
of potatoes.
Her around. And then the chef like plants a kiss on her while he's holding her and she can't get away.
Yeah. And you know what bothers me is that we saw in the trailer for the season that, you know, Malia, it looks like she hooks up with everyone. And she's like, if I want to fuck everyone, it's my choice. And they're like, she's the slut. I'm like, you know what? You guys are passing her around. You know, you guys were the ones who were objectifying her. And she basically calls your bluff by sleeping with y'all. And now you're mad at her. No, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. So she, I'm really starting to like Wiz and Bugs because they're just playing and running around and not paying attention to anybody.
And like being nice. They're
and
like,
the guys are like, how can we bone that? How can we slip a pill into that girl's drink so she's drunk enough to let us fuck her? And then Hannah and Malia are running around flirting with each other. And so Hannah stops her before they go on the boat. I love drunk, crazy Hannah because we get to see it every season. And she really does get unhinged. But
yes,
she stops and she's like, I just want to tell you, I don't want Bobby to make you uncomfortable, and I wasn't going to let him into that shower with you naked. And Malia goes, yeah, I know, you made me feel safe. And Hannah goes, you felt safe with me? And she goes, I'd be naked with you any day. And then Hannah goes, all right, strip. Nah.
I was like, this is weird.
Awkward. But then they start kissing and hugging and stuff.
And Bobby is watching. And Malia's like, she's like, I would motorboat you. You know, I love motorboating with my homies.
And then she did. She starts motorboating. And then they cut to Bobby on the boat. And he's telling the guys, he's like, look at Hannah. She's throwing me under the bus. Sure. That's what she always does. Now she's telling Malia to stay away from me. Which...
She's telling Malia all my passwords. Oh my god, now she's trying to break into my bank account.
Oh god, there she goes, giving away my Safari keychain again.
It's like, calm down. Bobby needs to learn from Kelly. You know, if Kelly were there from regular Below Deck, Kelly would just look sort of like sad puppy dog, and like just like his eyebrows would go up, and he'd get like a little frustrated and smoke an angry cigarette, and he would just look so hot. But Bobby's just like, ugh.
Yeah, Kelly would do what any truly emo man should do. He would go do push-ups. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he'd probably say something obnoxious to someone. But then you'd be like, oh, it's okay. It's Kelly. He's just frustrated. And look how sweet he is. And but Bobby's just like obnoxious.
Yeah, it's not throwing you under the bus. Hannah wants to get laid too. Why should the boys be the only ones trying to bag the hot girl? Fuck off.
So Hannah goes to the bathroom, and because they're on the boat now, and Hannah and Emily are still just being like drunk and flirty. It's almost hard to figure out what they're talking about. It's like motorboating, drunk, naked, safety. And Hannah goes into the bathroom, and then Malia's drunk, and Bobby's like, so what was Hannah saying to you? What was Hannah saying to you? Which is really obnoxious question. It's none of your business. And like, she
and
doesn't
he literally waits for Hannah to go into the bathroom. Like, he waits for her to go, and then Malia's waiting for her, and then he attacks, you know?
And so Malia just makes a joke. It read to me like a joke. She goes, oh, yeah, a lot of Bobby's secrets are in there, as in the bathroom. And Bobby's like, what the fuck? So he goes, and he bursts into the bathroom where Hannah is peeing, which is so, like, it's not just aggro. That's, like, male aggression. That's, like, a threat. That's, like, a violation, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's just gross. And she's like, can I finish peeing? And Malia's laughing. She's like, there's an alarm going off right now. Like, they're all wasted. And then Bobby throws a temper tantrum. He's like, don't fucking talk to me. I know what you did. And you do it all the time. And you cock block me. And you say, Bubby's not worth it. And you did it in New York. And you won't even remember tomorrow because you're an alcoholic. And she's like, I've got better things to do than worry about a steroid blow-up doll.
I have to cook the captain's branzini tomorrow as a test of our friendship, okay? That's what I'm worried about.
She goes, you're being a little aggressive, Bobby. And he's like, I'm defusing the situation!
Yeah, it sounds like a huge amount of defusion is happening right now.
So real quick, because that was the end, but let me tell you, they went on Watch What Happens last week.
Did you see any of those clips? I saw one of the clips, yeah.
I only saw the clips, too. People with
this is Bobby shit. And Hannah, you should meet. Bobby
yeah, they're
Hannah
the left. Guests on Watch What Happens, and they showed this clip from this week, and Bobby starts ripping into Hannah, and he's like, yeah, you are jealous, and you've always wanted me. What about when you came up to me and said, let me just fuck you for the night? What about that? And he starts trying to slut-shame Hannah, and instead of getting slut-shamed, she's like, please, you're a steroid piece of shit. Like, who would want to get in your pants? And it was so good. She just basically shot him down and would not be slut-shamed. And you know what? Good for you, girl.
Yeah, and they were fighting, and I think everyone was, like, on her side. He made a fool of himself, basically. It was awkward.
Yeah, and she started making fun of him because she's like, oh, please, he's so desperate. He's sending Instagram messages to fans that he thinks are hot to bring them to the set today so he can fuck them. And Andy's like, you're bringing Instagram DMs to the set? Really? And he's like, well, I was trying to get the audience involved.
It was gross.
My Bobby hatred came from right in the beginning of this episode, because I had already seen that. So over it.
Well, he has a bit of entitlement that because I like you, you therefore have to like me back. We saw it last season with Julia Tepusi.
Well, you can work out all you want. Unfortunately, you can't work out your face.
Oh, snap. Bitch. But he has a good body, at least. So that was this week's Below Deck Med. Why don't we move on to our Crappins listener spotlight?
Oh, let's do it.
Spotlight. This is, of course, the moment of the week where we turn the podcast over to the listeners, where people who support us at the listener spotlight level on Patreon get their own 2 minutes of time here on the podcast. This week, we are hearing from someone named J-Lo.
Yeah, no relation. J-Lo, love Shades of Blue.
Here she is.
Hello, boys. This is J-Lo, and I am recording my audio sound for you both so you can maybe play it on Listener Spotlight.
Hey, girl.
You boys bring infinite joy to me pretty much every day now since you've gone 5 days a week. You make me laugh so hard sometimes that my sides hurt. Sometimes I disagree with some of the things or assessments you both give, but that's okay because I still laugh, and even when I disagree with some of the things, which isn't very often, I will say, I don't really care. I don't really watch Bravo anymore because my husband has always hated it, and since I discovered Crappens, I don't really need to watch it anymore because I can just listen to you guys. I get all that I need for my entertainment, Bravo-wise, from you guys. I do, however, still watch Below Deck because I love Kate. She's my queen. I absolutely love her. So that's pretty much the only show I really watch anymore. But I really do love to listen to you guys recap that one as well. I'm a stay-at-home mom, got two beautiful kids, pretty Martha Stewart-y, make all kinds of fun things for their schools and activities and bake sales and otherwise, have some pets, and have a husband, as I mentioned, who hates Bravo and always has.
Dump him.
Not much else to talk about. You boys are great, and I absolutely love you, and please never stop being you. And I look forward to listening to you pretty much every day. I'm behind right now, so catching up is pretty fun. You know, makes my days even better because I get to listen up a lot. So you two, take care, and thanks for letting me talk. Bye.
Oh, thanks, J-Lo.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate that. So great. It's really cool just to hear from everyone. So if you want to also be on Listener Spotlight, just go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Find all the info there. Until the next one, we're going to call it a show, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk some Real Housewives of New York City.
Yes, can't wait. We will see you guys then. Thanks a lot, and thank you, J-Lo.
Thanks, J-Lo.
Talk later.
Bye. Bye.